grab your water, grab your tea, grab your chips, grab your sandwich, grab whatever you are snacking or drinking on, because today we are going into my brain. We are going into my experiences, and I am going to tell you 7 things that I appreciate now that I've actually started traveling more. So come on in here and let's have a good conversation. Hey, mama girl, welcome back. I am Jamie, your independent IntelliTravel travel agent, and it is my goal to help families plan authentic, joyous, fun, just unique experiences, unique travel experiences from start to finish. Yes, mama girl, yes, from prep to land. And don't worry, if you are not yet a mama girl, it is okay. We can still create these authentic experiences for you and your crew, or just you. Whatever, honey, whatever pleases your pleasure, okay? So come on in here. 7 things, mama girl. I have 7 things that I tend to value, the things that I appreciate more, that I travel more, and I want to share them with you. You ready? The first thing I appreciate, mama girl, is my own bed. My own bed. Listen, it don't matter how many hotels I stay in, the quality of the sheets, the comfortability of the beds, it doesn't matter how many cruise staterooms I stay in, I love coming home to my bed. It's nothing like my bed. And what I do to just kind of je ne sais quoi welcome myself back home, I take all the sheets off. Before I leave, I change my bed and I make my bed up ever so nicely. That way, when I come home, I can just plop my face in it and just rest there. Before I unpack my bags, before I put everything away, just rest there and welcome myself home. I love, I value, I appreciate coming home to my bed. What about you? Is that one of your things? Let me know in the comment section below. Let's move on though. The second thing I appreciate is a hot shower in my own shower. Yes, let that rest there. Let that rest there. Because I've broken in my shower. I've broken in my shower over the years. And it's nothing like after a long adventure, after a long time away of out of my comfort zone, just away exploring, having a grand time, it's nothing like coming home to a nice bed and a hot shower in my own bathroom. Another thing that I value is the quality time that I'm able to spend with my daughter, okay? Because it's one thing when you get into a habit of routine, when you get into, not necessarily a habit, but when we get into the routine of life, you don't really spend quality time. Yes, y'all have time going to summer camp, or yes, y'all have time going to school in the car. Yes, you have time at the house together before it's time to shut the party down and go to bed, but that's not really, if you're not intentional about making quality time, that's not really quality time. Y'all are just in the same space. Y'all just sharing the same space. It's not the same. To be able to go away and experience things together, to talk about the things that you experienced, to have all these wonderful memories that you made together, and then bring those back home and have those reminiscing moments, I value that. I really value that, because I will be the first, second, and third one to admit that my mind is not always in the space of let's have quality time when there's downtime in my life. I'm usually trying to figure out, okay, what I need to do, because I am a single mother. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, what I need to do, where I need to go, how we need to make sure our schedules are working together so we can get to where we need to get to. It's not really, okay, sit, dwell, appreciate the moment that you have, this moment that you have. That's not my mindset. So quality time is definitely one of the things that I appreciate, that I value, that traveling has been able to give me, to remind me that I need to make sure that I have that moment, that space, that time with my daughter. But what about you? Honey, I want to know this is a conversation. So leave it in the comment section. I'm not going to ask y'all again, I promise. Home comforts, my favorite snacks, my favorite blanket, my favorite spot on the couch. I appreciate those things because you don't have those when you're traveling. You're making, depending on how long you're staying, where you're staying, you're making those spots, okay? And then it doesn't really become something that you can settle into because you're going to go back home. So it's just a little poop moment for you, a little poop, poop, poop. Drop in the bucket moment for you to have that time. So I appreciate, I value the comforts of my home. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's move on. The next thing that I value is the kindness of strangers. Okay, there was one traveling experience I remember years ago. I was on my way to Tennessee. Now, this was when it was years ago, but when Tennessee had that big fire around November, my birthday month, they had a big fire. And so I actually went up there because I did not pay attention to the news or anything. So I went up there and I was there during the fire, so much so we had to evacuate because it was coming down the mountain. I got up there like the day before. And I had a terrible experience with the hotel. I had a terrible experience with the drive up because I'm not a mountain girl. So I don't drive mountains. And I didn't realize how much I did not like driving Tennessee's mountains until I drove them. So it was a terrible experience going up there because it was dark. I was driving in the mountains. There was smoke, so I really couldn't see. And the hotel, when I got to the hotel was not doing what I needed it to do. So I was stressed out. I was frustrated, all the things. And so when the fire came and we had to evacuate, there were so many people. At my daughter, she was probably like 3 or 4. There were so many people that were just willing to help us to get out so that we could get to safety. I cannot explain how grateful I was to those people of helping me evacuate so that me and my daughter could make it back home. So having those people, the kindness of just random people just being like, hey, let me help you, I really value and I appreciate that. And it helps me. It helps me be that kind person because it's so easy. It is so easy for us to just care about what we got going on, what we have to deal with. And so to take a moment, just a moment to help somebody who looks like they need help, I value, I appreciate that. Another thing that I have grown to appreciate about traveling is just having a new perspective, on life. Because it's so easy to condense the world. It's so easy to just make the world seem smaller than what it is because you're confined. And when I say confined, I don't mean like you're locked up, but like you're so used to your norm. Your norm is the city where you stay in, your route to and from work, whatever your norm is, that's your norm. And so it's so easy to just be like, okay, this is all there is. But there's not. That's one thing that I love about traveling. It really gives you that perspective. It really shows you how vast this world is. It really shows you life. And not just life with humans, but life with animals and life with nature. Just life. And it really helps you appreciate life. It really does. That's one thing that is really big for me. It's just being able to see life beyond my life and realize that I'm okay. I think that's the thing, because it's so easy for me to see everything that's going on wrong in my life, to be able to see the negatives, to only care about the negatives to where that's my focus, and it shouldn't be that way. Life. Life helps you appreciate life. Perspective, okay? Okay. The last thing, mama girl, the last thing that I've grown to appreciate is just the simple joys in life. For me, my simple joys is being able to watch the sunrise from my room. I leave my window open at night and I let the sun wake me up in the morning. Now, when it comes winter time, I'll be waking up before the sun. But While it is summer, I am letting the sun wake me up in the morning, and I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to have a random walk with my dog in a park and just listening to the stream coming down and seeing all the nature, as long as the nature doesn't touch me, because I don't do bugs. But I like I like seeing the bugs flying in the distance, okay? I like hearing them. I like seeing the turtles walk across. I like nature. I like nature. That is my simple joy. Being able to go to a park or being able to sit outside on a porch and listen to some wind chimes, watching the nature be nature-y. That is my simple joys in life. If today's episode spoke to you, helped you, or just made you feel seen, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss out on further episodes, future episodes, all the things, mama girl, all the things. And if you have any questions or just want to connect, head on over to my website, www.prepandland.com. You'll be able to find amazing travel offers and a bunch of free resources made just for you. As always, mama girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Till next time, mama girl. Peace.